We stand at the dawn of humanity's most profound transformation. Like ancient seafarers approaching the edge of their known world, we're nearing a technological event horizon that will fundamentally redefine what it means to be human. Artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, genetics, and quantum computing aren't merely changing our tools, they're changing us. This isn't hyperbole, it's the sober assessment of where our accelerating technological capabilities are taking us. Consider this: the smartphone in your pocket contains more computing power than all of NASA had during the Apollo missions. Yet this technological marvel will seem primitive compared to what awaits us in the coming decades. We're entering what historians may one day call a Gutenberg moment, a transformation as profound as the invention of the printing press, which democratized knowledge and reshaped civilization. The question isn't whether technology will transform humanity, but how. Will we enhance our bodies with nanomachines that patrol our bloodstream? Will we merge our consciousness with artificial intelligence? Will we rewrite our genetic code to eliminate disease and extend lifespans? These aren't science fiction fantasies. They're the logical endpoints of technologies already in development. The real question is, where will we take ourselves? Alan Turing's brief 42-year life, despite persecution for his homosexuality, yielded revolutionary advances in computing. His universal computing machine concept demonstrated that manipulating simple symbols could simulate any mathematical deduction, establishing modern computing's foundation. Turing's question, "Can machines think?" created the philosophical groundwork for artificial intelligence. His famous test proposed that a computer capable of human-like conversation could be considered intelligent, elevating machines from mere calculators to potential insight generators. IBM's Deep Blue defeating chess champion Garry Kasparov in 1997 marked the brain's last stand, the first machine intellectual victory over humans. However, Deep Blue relied on brute computational force, analyzing 200 million positions per second through pre-programmed knowledge. In contrast, DeepMind's AlphaGo defeating Lee Sedol at Go in 2016 represented a fundamental breakthrough. With more possible board positions than atoms in the universe, Go seemed unconquerable by computation alone. AlphaGo's Move 37 displayed creativity experts initially mistook for error. The machine had developed intuition through learning. Today's AI transcends traditional programming. We're no longer telling computers what to do, but teaching them to learn from experience, shifting from programming to training that transforms our understanding of artificial intelligence. Imagine something so small that if Earth were the size of a meter, it would be the size of a marble. That's a nanometer, 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter, where materials follow quantum rather than classical physics. Though nanotechnology is recent science, humans have unknowingly used nanoscale materials throughout history. Damascus steel's legendary cutting ability came from carbon nanotubes, while medieval stained glass achieved rich ruby reds using gold nanoparticles. Nature mastered nanoscale engineering first. House lizards walk on ceilings using feet with millions of nanofibers, creating molecular attraction. Butterfly wings use nanoscale patterns to filter light into brilliant colors, while moth eyes have nanoscale bumps that absorb more light, a design now copied in anti-glare screens. The medical possibilities are most exciting. Imagine nanomachines patrolling your bloodstream, detecting toxins and attacking pathogens. Several cancer treatments using nanotechnology are in clinical trials, including gold nanoparticles delivering tumor-killing proteins and RO shells that convert infrared light into cancer-destroying heat. While true molecular assemblers remain theoretical, we've gained remarkable abilities to manipulate materials at the nanoscale. The digital revolution itself depends on nanoscale chip features. We're already living in a nano-enabled world. Conventional computing is reaching its limits as Moore's law slows with transistors approaching physical miniaturization boundaries where electrons behave unpredictably through quantum tunneling. Quantum computers represent a revolutionary alternative. Unlike traditional binary bits, 0 or 1, quantum computers use qubits that can exist as 0, 1, or both simultaneously through superposition. This enables massive parallel processing, a 72-qubit system potentially matching millions of conventional computers. These quantum principles extend to biology. Photosynthesis achieves remarkable 95% efficiency, possibly by using quantum superposition to explore multiple energy transfer paths simultaneously. Watson and Crick's 1953 discovery of DNA's double helix structure revealed genetic inheritance's physical mechanism. DNA's four bases, A, T, G, C, function as life's code, establishing the foundation for genetic modification. Today's labs can read millions of DNA letters from a single saliva sample. CRISPR technology, molecular scissors discovered in bacterial defense systems, enables precise genetic editing. We can now rewrite life code to eliminate genetic diseases at the DNA level, representing one of humanity's most profound achievements and responsibilities. Today's labs can read millions of DNA letters from a single saliva sample. CRISPR technology, molecular scissors discovered in bacterial defense systems, enables precise genetic editing. We can now rewrite life code to eliminate genetic diseases at the DNA level, representing one of humanity's most profound achievements and responsibilities. The internet, once a unifier, now reinforces our biases through personalization algorithms, creating what Eli Pariser calls filter bubbles. Intellectual isolation, where we only see information confirming existing worldviews. Trump's 2016 election surprised many, not because it was statistically impossible, but because their algorithmic bubbles showed only what reinforced their expectations. Even Google searches deliver results aligned with your preconceptions based on your search history. Algorithms now reshape intimate human experiences. Modern matchmaking has evolved from family arrangements to data science problems using statistical attraction mapping. Political campaigns operate like consumer brands, using data to target swing voters with customized messages. As technology integrates deeper into our lives, data ownership becomes crucial. Most of us have traded personal data for services, creating fragmented profiles across corporate silos. What we need is a me model, a unified digital profile we control. Blockchain technology offers revolutionary potential for secure data management. As the most significant innovation since double-entry bookkeeping, it enables secure exchange of digital property without intermediaries, with applications spanning credentials, property records, and securities trading. Ray Kurzweil, now in his 70s, takes about 200 supplement pills daily and dedicates one day weekly to longevity treatments, believing technology will enable a form of immortality by mid-century. Futurists predict AI will achieve recursive self-improvement. Machines might exceed our comprehension, or technology might grant us seemingly divine capabilities. Our technology is already merging with biology through smartphones connecting us to cloud intelligence, genome editing preventing disease, and intelligent prosthetics that enhance rather than merely compensate. We're developing neural interfaces and adaptive systems that integrate technology with human insight. Though we rank just 2.21 on the food chain alongside pigs and anchovies, we dominate through tools and technology. What's emerging isn't just better tools, but the augmentation of human body and mind through advancements in digital technology, AI, genetics, and nanotechnology. These technologies won't just change what we can do, they'll change what we are. We're approaching a transformation as profound as when our ancestors first used fire or developed language. Our greatest challenge is philosophical. What kind of beings do we want to be? What values should guide our transformation? As we gain godlike powers over our nature, we must develop matching wisdom. Our future depends not on what we can build, but on who we choose to become.